Saturday night. I love this song. Yeah.
About some things we can undo. We're just in the pit, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. We just say the word and I'll run through. No text, no reply, that's what I knew. I knew.
So we navigate the globe as the cash grows. Get it wet like you've been the grass mold. Talk slick when I'm with the big sign. Can hit you can never hit mine. In my team, the electric side. No catfishing, this is not a fish fry. The switch sides on the dog. Catch a contact, get your bike, go to mom. Everybody say, how did you come about your face and say, I ain't the hardest? You've never heard. I left a black rapper's dead and bird. The verse for me is like 11 birds. It did the madness like $2,000 every word. I'm on the curves, I beat the church. I kill some and I walk away from me. And I observe just how you curve. And told them that they gotta wait for me. I know you ain't hot to man. I'm ballin' on the like you want a man. I'm churning on the side. Never swear, hey, yo, IG, I put something on your song. Bam, I'm the man.
I had to dance to that song. I love that song, man. I don't think I've ever liked a Young Thug song in my life, but I do like J. Cole and I do like Travis Scott. And I mean, that's a good song. I like that song. Anyway, I'm sweating. Is it warm where you guys are? Because it is certainly really hot in Seattle. Like, it's like humid, like muggy. And at first I was like, am I going to dance today? Because I went and put on my makeup. And I'm like, no, I'm going to dance because I like to dance. So first of all, before I do anything, I'm going to look at where the planets are right now. Because I think that's a very important thing. I haven't done that yet today. And I don't know how many other people have, I have a video and a podcast out there, and it says something like the Neptunian haze. And in that, I talk about the Rip Van Winkle effect. I don't know if anyone ever reads or listens to anything I say, but in it, I talk about the Rip Van Winkle effect. And I believe this is a very real thing. This has to do with Neptune, and it has to do with 12th house issues and just that hazy feeling that you get when Neptune is activated, or if it's like in your 12th house or like down in the lower quadrants, like the fourth house or something like that. Well, anyway, right now, Neptune has been activated a lot this month because of where the planets are. And for instance, right now, Mercury and Neptune are exactly trying like this very moment. So even right now, as I'm speaking, I could be speaking at this moment thinking I am making lots of sense. And to me, I am. But perhaps to some of you out there, it makes no sense because, well, you don't know, say, what Neptune does or what Neptune represents or how Neptune affects people or Mercury. So let me just give you an idea. Mercury equals communication, speech, pattern, communication, written, verbal of all kinds, all telephone calls, voicemails, the whole ninth thing. And Neptune, well, it's confusion. It's confusion about everything, actually. It's confusion about every freaking thing Neptune touches. It gets confused. That's what Neptune does. Now, Neptune also is, actually, it's more illusion than confusion. And the wonderful thing about illusion is that illusion can create beautiful fantasies and beautiful dreams and beautiful creativity and beautiful ideas. And I, in my article, I think I had spoke about how I and Oprah Winfrey have a very similar setup. I've actually had some people say I remind them of Oprah. And I'm like, oh, that's the setup. Well, she is an Aquarius. I have Aquarius in the first house. She has Scorpio Neptune on her midheaven. I have Scorpio Neptune on my midheaven. So I'm like, I always joke about it, like, where's my $1 billion? And I'm thinking, what is it? Is it just that I don't have the same creativity connecting? But Neptune is creativity. That's the point I'm trying to get to. And this is affecting a lot of people, mostly Capricorns, Cancers, Aries, Libras. You guys are being affected by where this is right now, or the at least the connection it's making to Cancer, okay? But Pisces, Virgos, Geminis, Sagittariuses, you guys are really being affected. It's like, it's touching off a lot of people. Okay, so just be aware of that. But yeah, really, you Sagittarius, Gems, Pisces, Virgos, you're feeling that. Virgo, Neptune is opposed to you right now. So, you know. And the crazy thing is, while Neptune, because this makes like a kite, I just want you to understand what's going on for Virgo, right? As Neptune is opposing Virgo, okay, it's also making a sextile to Capricorn, Saturn, and it's also making a trine to Mercury simultaneously, and a trine to Mars simultaneously. It's one of those kind of months, and a trine to the North Node. So it's really weird where our energies are being directed right now. They're being directed in very specific places. Anyway, I just wanted to go over that because I'm going to talk about probably later in my podcast about that, because I've been obsessing over, you know, the trines and sextiles and things. And I just want to say also, people, that we've got a major solar eclipse coming. I'm talking major, like every sign is going to be affected by it. And it's coming like in less than a few weeks in the sign of Cancer, you know, in Cancer, but it's going to be affected. Capricorn, really, we're going to be affected. Cancers are going to be affected. Libras, Aries, definitely you're going to be affected. I'm going to make some videos about that, so I'll go into that specifically, but I just wanted to go over those details because I think they're very important, okay? So I am going to go look now and see if anyone had wanted me to look over their chart, and I will see who did and why. And I do apologize for being a little late tonight, but that's, you know, that's normal. I always a half an hour to everything I say. I mean, really, I run consistently on Color People Time. I'm on CP time even as we speak. So, okay, let's see here. I'm going to just pull up if I can. Something's going on right now. Okay, there it is. And I hope you guys can hear me okay. I've got the fan going because it's so humid. Oh, we got a new member. Oh. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Danny Leach. Welcome, Danny Leach. Okay, I will do all my little welcome things there as soon as I finish this. And, oh, well, I see here that Jasmine Whitson has put down her birthday just probably at the start of this. She looks like she is a Virgo or a Leo. She's right on the cusp, whatever she is. I'm going to pull you up, Jasmine. I'll pull you up because I think the others that wanted help are people who have already, I've got their charts already. So I'll put yours in. And that was Jasmine Whitson. Email. August 24th. Here was that. 1989 at 6:30 a.m. Okay. 1989. 6:38. Oh, it's starting to cool down. It feels so good. You have no idea. And was that Minneapolis? Yep, Minneapolis, Minnesota. My daughter is going to Minnesota soon. She's got to go to a special hospital there. It's a long story. I try not to come and talk about my own personal stuff, so I haven't talked about that a lot. But yeah, my poor baby's been sick. Any prayers you can put out from a baby. Thank you for that. Okay, what I'm going to do is just write down some things. I like to have it in front of me while I talk. So, Jasmine, you are a Virgo, and your moon is in Gemini. So let's hope that they're not too close together. Otherwise, that's going to set you up for an automatic life square. I don't like life squares. I know a couple of people with life squares, and it always gets effed up in the end. Well, let's hope there's no life square. Okay, look, we've got Virgo rising at 1 degree. Wow. Okay, so let's pull up your actual chart. This is just a preliminary. And also, I just wanted to make sure, before I say it, Yeah. I just wanted to make sure before I said it, but you are a snake. You are a Virgo snake, which, you know, the funny thing about snakes is one of the gentlemen I talk to often on the phone is a Cancer snake. And the funny thing about snakes is that they are really cunning. I mean, they're smart in their own way, right? They know how to, what I always say, even about the guy who calls me, it's like he's hissing in my ear. He has a tendency to call me in the middle of the night when I'm asleep or early in the morning. And you guys have a way with speech. I'm just gonna say that before I even go into looking at your actual chart, because I see that you're born as a Virgo with Gemini moon and a Virgo ascendant. That's a speaker, that's a talker, communicator, speech. Leaders usually, but I'm going to wait until I pull up the rest of the chart. I just got that vibe immediately. So let's see here. So we've got Jasmine. I'm going to do both the natal transits progressions. I'm going to use the Koch system for house placement, part of fortune, vertex, Lilith, Chiron, Ceres, Pallas, Juno, Vesta. I like those in all of my readings. And let's see what we get on the horoscope. No, the horoscope chart is right. The horoscope chart is right for Jasmine Whitson. Okay, Jasmine. Yes. Let's see what we've got here. Well, I mean, of course, if you're born at 6:30 a.m. and you have Virgo rising and you're a Virgo, I mean, I couldn't make this up if I actually tried to do it, but my goodness, woman, you are a Virgo with your sun exactly on your ascendant by less than 5 minutes. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh my gosh. First of all, I don't even know. I said that about the speaker and the talker and the communicator before I ever even seen this. girl, I don't even know what you do, but my goodness, I hope to goodness you are a communicator of some kind, and most likely a communicator in groups right now, in groups like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. And I say that because your moon, your progressed moon, is in the 11th house of like groups, associations, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, right? And your North Node is now transiting into that 11th house as well, sitting on your Chiron. Now, I would say that if this is, say, a Chiron-related injury, that you might not feel like your group is doing what you want it to do, or you're not getting heard in your group the way you want, or something of that effect in the organization, group, association thing. Okay, because you were born with Chiron there, but you were also born with Jupiter there. You're very lucky when it comes to groups, associations. Let me say it again. Groups, associations, organizations, clubs, Rotary Club, Alumni Association. I mean, astrology, a look inside. Look at that. I did your horoscope right away because you're lucky. And you're lucky with women. Women, women, women. Please be aware of that. You're lucky with women. You were born that way. But the moon is there. Progress now. In that 11th house, making friends with women. Your luck is there. Emotionally touching them in some way. Perhaps you work on some organization, some cause, something to do with women. Let's look further. Wow. Not only was your sun right on the ascendant, but your progress sun is still teetering between the first and second house. And as it moves into the second house, along with your progress Mars, Mercury, and Ceres, my goodness, woman, or Juno, oh gosh. Oh, you've got money coming in this lifetime. You were actually born to have money coming in this lifetime. You have Venus in the second house by birth, just saying. Now, you do have Uranus down in the fourth house, and there could be some family issues. And also, although there is Pluto in the third house of communication and the part of fortune, I was like, right about that communication thing, you know. But the thing is, and you got Venus sitting on, I'm not even going to say that. You got progress Venus sitting on your Pluto. You know what it is Pluto always indicates power, right? It indicates where we have power, where we can exploit our power, where it's like undeniable power. In your case, it is the house of communications. And sometimes power comes off a little too powerful for people, right? And so you might have had issues where your communication might have, people might have thought it was too critical, or that your cause, or they didn't take up the cause you believed in, or something of that nature. But at this point now, with Venus really about to make an exact conjunction to your natal Pluto, I think your communications is going to be very nice and sweet to the ear. I really do. You've got the moon in Gemini by birth in your 10th house. My goodness. I really want to have, we really got to do a live reading. Oh my gosh. Wow. What a communicator. What the heck? Just amazing. Now, you got some things going on in your love life, don't you, baby? I don't know what that is, but Saturn and Pluto have been in, are over in the fifth house and transiting right now and causing all kind of issues, and they're retrograding in it right now. Your love life just went backwards. What happened? Oh, and you've got Neptune sitting in Pisces in the seventh house. This horoscope reminds me a lot of my daughters in a way, but I tell you what, there are some issues in it because you got Pluto and Saturn in the fifth house right now and retrograding. So I would love to talk to you. I really will. I think we have a lot to talk about with this horoscope chart here because it's interesting as all get out. And you've got some interesting things going on right now. I mean, wow. A lot of good luck, I think, is on the way to you if you use this chart in the right way. All right, Jasmine, I am so looking forward to doing a live reading with you, Miss Thing, because wow. And before I go, I want to say this. Right now, life might not feel that great to you, right? You might be thinking, what is this woman talking about? Oh, wait. Yeah, you're probably thinking that right this minute. Like, what is she talking about? Because your ascendant is square your midheaven right now. And really, although it's a wide square, your sun and moon are technically square by 9 degrees. I'm not going to do it because it's a little over 9 degrees. Some people give a 10 degree because they're luminaries. Your ascendant and midheaven are squared right now, though. Exactly. Exactly. And so that is your personality issues, dealing with your career and your image and the way other people are taking you and seeing you and interpreting who you are, and it's affecting you. Okay, so I would love to talk to you. Love to. Okay, Jasmine. And now you have been put into the Keeper of the Horoscope Charts Vault of Activity. I so look forward to looking to learning more about you, Jasmine. Hey, Nefer. Hey, girlfriend. I will. Capricorn in the house. Yes, Capricorns. You know what, Nefer? I know you said you wanted me to look up your chart, and I just did the cutest little reading with Nefer the other day. Let's see what's going on in your chart and what's, you know, what's improved and everything and what's going on this week. Hold on. Let me put Jasmine's horoscope in the vault of horoscopes. My little horoscope thing. I'm so obsessed with keeping my horoscope charts. I really am, because like you have no idea, you guys. Sometimes I get like PMs from people around. I'm always getting like DMs from people who are like, "Help me, help me." I swear it's funny because I know my progress sun is in Pisces in the 12th house conjunct Chiron right now. My whole purpose in life is to help people. Like that's my karma. That's my karma. Until I pass away, I'm sure my image, you know, and how people will remember me is that was the psychic lady that used to help people. How did she ever know those things? Neptune on the midheaven. So I already am aware of this, just so you know. But anyway, I keep the chart so when people, you know, contact me out of the blue going, help me, I can just quickly pull up their chart. That's why I do it. I do. So let's pull up Nefer. And I haven't. See, it comes in handy because here you go. So let me pull you up, Nefer. I got everything in here, so go right to it. So Nefer, you know, the big thing with you, I talked to you about, you got that Jupiter retrograding in your first house, and you got Saturn and Pluto in the second house, money. You know it's all about the money problems. You know it, I know it, we both know it. It's just stuff going on with the money. And the thing is, it's not really going to get much better until Saturn and Pluto stop retrograding and start going forward in your second house of money. Sitting all up on your sun like that, on top of your freaking sun, saying, I'm going to squeeze all the money away, right? You probably feel like the money has literally been squeezed out of you. Like, where's my money? And you'll get it again. You'll get money when Saturn gets out of Capricorn. In fact, hold on. You may not get money. You won't get money until Saturn gets till about 13 degrees. I would say 12 degrees or so of Aries. So you got, at least some time now. Now, I know that you told me you were involved in some lawsuits. Now, here's the funniest thing about Saturn and Pluto. They're famous for it, in fact. Okay. Saturn is called the great rewarder or the great taskmaster, the great teacher.
The great taskmaster, the great teacher.
And Pluto is the great regenerator. It regenerates and renews and, you know, built it up from scratch wherever it goes. Wherever it goes. In your case, it's your second house of money. You lost everything, didn't you? Just about everything. And I want you not to get depressed about that, because what is happening is, well, it's retrograding right back over your sun right now, isn't it? Just to teach you the lesson that, yes, you might have lost everything, but if you stay steadfast and work toward a particular goal, Saturn will reward you. if you are due the money that your case is about, Saturn will reward you. And with Pluto right there in the second house, it can regenerate your money situation so that in a year or two time, you won't even recognize yourself or your financial situation. It'll be completely renewed, regenerated from scratch. And it could be what this retrograde is doing for you now. I would start looking for a mind awakening when it comes to money and how you're handling money, how money's coming in, how money's going out. I mean, Saturn is structure. So building that structure so that you can have this regeneration with Pluto sitting there. And by the way, your progressive ascendant is there and Venus is there. And I know with Venus being in the second house, like that's, you know, progressed. You've had some years where, well, you might have been a little careless with your money. But here's the thing. The North Node is transiting the eighth house and the progressed moon is transiting the eighth house, opposing the second house of money. But it's teaching you, I hope, so that you can get to the deeper meanings and the deeper, you know, the undercore essences of what it's going to take for you to become secure in this life. Your security is tied up in money. It always has been with your sun and your moon there. But with the North Node transiting there, you know, it's telling you to look at this now. And the moon is opposing that Saturn, saying, look at this now. And isn't it exactly opposed that Saturn? Not exactly. So it's past it. I feel like the worst part of it all, you might have already gotten over. Okay, it might feel like you're going back toward it now because it's retrograding, but it's not going to go back to 12 degrees. Believe me, you're at the worst part of it. Now, I feel like your moon may be progressing toward this exact moment of like aha-ness. But, you know, you got maybe another 5-6 months or so before you really feel that in a deep, painful way if you don't get this stuff worked out. And I think if it's about your lawsuits, I think you're winning them. I do. It's all about communication. Make sure you have a good lawyer. Your progressed sun is in the third house. That's opposing the ninth house of lawyers. So make sure you get a good lawyer. Okay. I'm just saying. All right. I hope that helped. And I hope this wasn't about love, because you know what I told you about love. I know you sent me the picture of that fine looking something, somewhat a cute little drink of water that was. What did I tell you about love and romance? I mean, you can go and dally if you want, but I don't see it. I don't. Now, let me tell you why. Now, you do got Venus in the second house. So, and you got the moon in the eighth house. You want to have sex? Go ahead and have it. Why not? Why not have the sex? You know, why not? If it's given to you, offered to you, go take the damn sex. Why not? I'm just saying. But don't forget, you got Uranus transiting the fifth house right now. Whatever that partnership is, it's erratic. Just like I said with the kids, erratic. You know, it's not going to, you're not going to be happy in the end if it's erratic until that Uranus is out of that fifth house altogether. Because whatever you're getting into, it's just, you know, it's craziness. And you got your midheaven in the 12th house. So, you know, and your Neptune's there by birth. You're prone into the craziness of these men, of, you know, in general. So you got to be careful. Be careful. But he was fine. I would go for it for the second part. I don't know. I'm just so fresh. Oh my gosh, never. Oh, we have to talk privately again, I guess. But yeah, like I said, why not? But just know that you got Uranus there, you know. So Uranus, oh, you said you were just asking for the future. Yeah, he's fine. I mean, I don't blame you. I would look into that too. Like check on it. You know what I mean? Shoot. I would, you know, you did the right thing by looking into that. And the potential is always there with, you know, but just be aware that Uranus in the fifth house is nothing nice. It's nothing nice, as you already know, with what's already been occurring in your romance. So just be cautious of it. Okay. All right. So I think my little friend Kiva, I think it was Kiva who said she wanted me to look at her chart again. Let me just see what I've got here. And I know there was a couple of people who said, look at my chart. I love Kiva's chart. I love her little chart. She's such a happy little chart. Our planets are sitting up all high in the sky, wanting to shine. You know, Uranus is in their 11th house of friends. So, you know, some things like in groups and organizations might be changing up a little. But just a cute little horoscope. It really is, because she's got Neptune going toward her, the North Node going toward her Saturn. So she's having like a self-discovery period right now. I do see Pluto and Saturn in that seventh house, you know, still retrograding in that. I don't know if the one guy who wanted you to marry him, if you're seriously considering marrying him. If you do, don't do it until after October. That's when the planets go retrograde there, okay? Just saying. Don't do anything like that until October. You don't want to get married when the planets are retrograde in the seventh house. That just doesn't bode well when anything's retrograde in the seventh house, but especially Saturn. That's a lack of real commitment and responsibility. And you don't want what happened to me to happen to you, believe me. No one wants that. Okay. All right. For some reason I'm thinking travel. It could be education. You could be learning something. Because you got Mars in the ninth house. But that could be the law. That could be legal, and it could be travel, and that could be you going off to the justice of the peace to get married suddenly. Please, Lord, girl, don't do it. I don't know why I keep, every time I look at your horoscope, don't I warn you not to run off to the justice of the peace and marry that man? I warn you every time. I see it, and I keep thinking, Lord, this child, at least wait through the planet. Saturn and Pluto are going direct in the seventh house. Like, Lord, please. And you got Mars in the seventh house by birth anyway, so do I. And it makes us a little bit impulsive, doesn't it? Especially when it comes to our partners. We will jump into something when we will hold on to something too long, usually, way past its expiration date. But in your case, you know, we got to talk about your chart again, because I can't remember if he was a Leo or not. I think he was a Leo. I think he was. I kept getting that vibe that he was competing with you. And you got your progressed ascendant in Leo in the second house. And so I think he must have been, because I keep getting that competing. And, you know, I don't necessarily see cheating, though. I don't. Not necessarily. All, you know. Although you do have Jupiter opposing your 12th house, that's your health. Your health should be robust. Really? I bet you've been losing weight too, haven't you? I bet you've been losing weight and looking good and, you know, hopefully taking care of yourself. You got the North Node about to approach your Saturn. I keep telling you that. So, you know, keep an eye on that, okay? All right, Kiva. Love you. All right, let me see if anyone else wanted me to look at their chart this week. And I don't want to miss anyone. Okay, let's see. I don't know why my brother, Kevin, I hope that is my real brother, because keeps sending me all kind of things to look at, like spammy things that scare me. Like, dude, really? Why would I click on that? Okay, let's see here. Right, Rashida Kidd. I've been trying to figure out Rashida Kidd, but she ain't never gave me her time of birth. I'm going to need that time of birth. I really am. I'm going to need that time of birth. All right. Okay, now I know I had a few people who said they wanted their horoscope charts done, but I don't know if they actually gave me their actual chart information. And that's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need their actual, date of birth, time of birth, place of birth, because I, like right now, when I go looking around for it, it becomes really frustrating. I usually write them down, but I must not have had any one in particular. Let me just make sure I'm not skipping over anybody. And if not, that's enough for tonight. I didn't dance. We didn't talk. We didn't ran our mouth. We didn't talked about people's business. Got in everybody's business, right? That's what I like to do. Just trying to see if I got somebody's list here. I think I'm pretty much, I'm still waiting for Rashida Q Kid's date of birth. And I remember we still never got a hold of Crystal Thompson's man's information. I think I am going to do this one thing. Hold on, I'm going to look this up because I'm nosy. And that's what I'm going to do. And it is, okay. So based on, wow, I just wanted to look at my daughter's horoscope just because she's got a lot going on right now. And wow, she's got a lot, what a huge 10th house and 11th house. Just really living out her career aspirations, travel, hopes, dreams, ambitions. And that's exactly it, what she's been going through. Of course, with horrible Jupiter sitting in her 6th house, her health has been, and it's retrograded, so her health, right, took a turn, and it's going to get better, but it went over her Uranus, and she picked up some weird, like, illness, and hopefully when it goes direct, it'll be fine. She'll be fine, I think. Her North Node is in her 2nd house of money. Her ascendant's going from her 2nd house of money into the 3rd house of communication. No wonder she's had so much. Wow, the North Node is going to be going through that house of money. She's just getting into her money now. Wow. Wow. And she's got Saturn and Pluto retrograding in the 8th house of money. Wow. She had several months where she made, you know, in a month what most people make in a year. Several months of that. And I realized that my daughter is on her way to becoming a, you know, probably my family, my mother's family, first millionaire. And I just wanted to see what was there that was creating this million, what I'm going to call it the millionaire effect. I'm calling it the millionaire effect. I mean, okay, there's a certain number of things you have to have set up at birth, of course, right? Or the millionaire effect wouldn't work, you know, like having Jupiter in the 10th house, you know, and having your progress midheaven and your midheaven, you know, or you know, in the 10th house, or having this North Node in your 2nd house of money and your progress to 2nd ascendant in the 2nd house of money. And having your progress Sun in the 5th house, your progress Mercury in the 5th house, your progress Venus in the 5th house, your progress Moon in the 5th house. Like, luck, 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 luck. I'm so lucky. And the more she travels with Mars in the 9th house, and she's been traveling for work, she's going to make more money. Wow. Beautiful. She's got an amazing chart. I just had to look at it because I'm nosy that way. And that's really, I'm telling you guys, the reason I'm an astrologer, well, I like to help people. I really do. It does something to my heart and soul when I get to help people. And I can tell my daughter actually loves helping people too. She's got her progress ascendant in Cancer right now. By the way, honey, the North Node is sitting right on your progress ascendant. You just went through an amazing moment, and I'm glad you got through that. But yeah, some people are born for that, to help people. And I believe she was with her Saturn in the 6th house by birth. So anyway, you guys, it has been so much fun. I'm going to head on out of here. I'm just going to make sure. Yes. Yes, we will never. Yes, yes, yes. Much love to you, my sweet friend. And I'm going to head on out of here. And when I do, I'm going to play some more of my jam, because that's my song. And don't nobody mess with my stomach. Do y'all know the one thing about me is I'm going to be like a skinny little stick, and then I'll have a belly? Because until I have my little tummy skin removal, it's always going to have a little, you know, like, you know, what can you do with that? You lost 300 pounds. What are you going to do with that? You got to get a surgically removed. That's all you got to do. Anyway, we're going to keep dancing. Until I can do that, I'm going to keep on dancing until I melt it off or whatever I do. I'm going to do it. My daughter did it. She looked great. It works. It works. So I'm going to do it. Anyway, let's go back and I'm going to do a London thing because I love that song. Let's go. Oh, much love and light to everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Everyone had a great weekend. Love y'all.
Some things we can undo. You're just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just say the word and I'll run to. No text, no reply, that's when I know.
Yeah, so we navigate the globe as the cash grows. Get it whack like you get the grass low. Talking slick when I'm with the big slide. If you hit your, you can never hit mine. In my DM, the electric side. No catfishing, this is not a fish fry. Never switch sides on my dog. Catch a contact, get your ride, go to Mars. Everybody say, how did you come about your face and say, I hate the hardest? You have never heard. I left a black of rappers getting burned. The verse of me is like electric birds. It did the madness like $2,000 every word. No more words. I beat the turds. I kill some and I walk away from it. And that observes is how you curve. And told them that they gotta wait for me. I know you ain't hot demand. I'm ballin' on the like you want a man. I'm churning all inside the beat like I never swear. If your IG, I put something on your song. Bam, I'm the man.
Meet me at the London. If you find time, get your own one. Talk about some things we can undo. You're just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just say the word and I'll run to. No text, no reply, that's when I know.
I can make a rip walk, up no down south, bank it, rich walk, hit it with a little water, stretch it like a vocal cord. Yeah, I run my ward, cause they and his daughter. I'm a rent a cup fam, ask a blood of cigarettes and bread. I got a baby, she won't ride. She took a quarter and she played. I'm in the limo, she won't ride. I seen a painting, shot it like bread. I'm at the living with a big dad. No flashy, thanks when you fix that. Did your mama tell you something? Having on the road like a pair of spinners and stop and goes. Yeah, I can charge them like a dodge in a demon. Got your broom in the garage. Every time I move into the ward, act like they won't start and we leave them on a cement.
For me, wishing everyone a happy weekend. Much love and all. Light off, I'm gonna keep dancing. Bye, y'all.